This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Change the world.
We'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to slay the dragon. Die trying. Right now, together, we got it bleeding and on the run. We got to go into the nest now, into her lair. Keep your swords drawn and just slash as fast and as viciously as you can with the truth. Coming up, it's a story on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. John McCain calls Trump a draft dodger. See the video. This guy is such a monster. And they know that he's got a strong point with our military, that he's destroyed McCain's ISIS forces. They know they're panicking. They know they're on the run. And so now they are calling him a draft dodger. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to pull up the photos of McCain meeting with the Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders. And more. So that's coming up with Matt Dubiel of 1530 WCKG, our great, I'd say Chicago is our flagship station. We're on in Los Angeles too overnight on a great station. I hate to even mention who because they got the censors and people who've been on there a couple of years. It's hard to believe. I think the enemy knows, but I had this policy about 5 years ago. I said, I'm going to stop mentioning our affiliates. Because only the most hardcore ones can deal with it. It's a bunch of fake threats and boycotts. And it doesn't really do anything. But stations go, I don't want to deal with this. So I never really mentioned our L.A. affiliate. 50,000 watts of unstoppable power. Yeah. Let me stop right there. But WCKG is a great station. And they got 102 FM. That very soon there's going to be a big announcement. It's going to be on a particular tower. And it's going to be carrying all of our live broadcasts. He already is, but... it's about to, just let's just say, have bigger reach and be on top of a big building owned by someone who just so happens to be the 45th president of the United States. So I am going to go to Chicago. That's something special. So WCKG manager coming up, hosting the fourth hour. But I digress. Let's get into this. CNN launches Facts First campaign while burying Uranium One scandal. So now CNN, just like they said, listen, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. We're allowed, and we'll tell you what we think you're allowed to know, little children. So you sit there and we'll even potty train you. But now the ridiculous failure head of CNN is launching Facts First campaign while burying Uranium One scandal. I mean, this is the frothing piranha-like organization. Let's play some of this hilarious, unintentional comedy of these schmucks at CNN. They're the only ones that take themselves seriously. Here it is.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana.
Oh, like CNN?
They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again.
They might give at CNN and the WikiLeaks the debate questions to Hillary weeks before and get caught lying about it. They might defend all these lies and tell you Obamacare is free. Or you can keep your doctor. They might tell you 2 plus 2 equals 5 under Common Core and only racists disagree. Hello, we're going to get even more condescending to you and try to tell you that this is awesome. Please continue with, I mean, who needs Comedy Central because they're so political now when you've got this? Please, more.
Again, they might put banana in all caps.
I thought
you
it was actually Bill
Clinton's
nose.
That this is a banana. But it's not. This is an apple.
Can we put their logo up and say this is the Communist News Network? Or the CNN, the CIA News Network. I mean, they might tell you their news and they're fair, but they have a long history of being proven anti-American globalists that work for the foreign banks that hijack the country. And This is the info war. This is winning. This is the resurgence of populism, nationalism, and free market systems, and we're sweeping the globe. That's a fact. You're the ash heap of history. That's reality, losers. I love it, you losers.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Chicago, broadcasting worldwide, it's Matt Dubia.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. Remember how they promote a new world order and then say it didn't exist at the same time? Now all their publications, all their fake news publications, have to admit the truth and say globalism is DOA. I'm going to hand this over to Matt Dubiel here of our great Chicago affiliate, 1530 WCKG. But before I do that, John McCain is back. The story is on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, and he is calling the president a draft dodger. So Trump went to military school, got his deferments like everybody else did that was going into business. But he's always been supportive of the military. He was supportive then, and he's supportive now. So McCain, who sung like a canary, was at the Hanoi Hilton, who also caused a huge explosion on the deck of an aircraft carrier, got it covered up by his head of the Pacific Fleet father, who's part of the Keating Five, who sold out secrets to the Russians, who's anti-gun, pro-open borders, the guy that went and helped launch the Arab Spring and met with the heads of Al-Qaeda and then ISIS, that's admitted, and helped found ISIS with Hillary Clinton and Obama, the guy that says he loves the Democratic Party and hates Trump, the loser that says nationalism is dirty and bad, that was just last week, he now says Trump is a draft dodger. He never said that about all the neocon Republicans that loved all these wars, but then didn't serve. By the way, Trump was against the Iraq war. He said, why take out a guy that's moderate and secular that will just extremists will take over? I mean, Trump was right there, McCain. You supported all these phony wars. Trump's trying to get us out of it and has now turned the military loose to actually win. That's why we're winning. So here is a man not long for this world. I mean, he's a doddering fool now with his brain tumor. God, I feel sorry for the old devil. Here's John McCain, again, trying to snipe, not getting that when all the old presidents come out and attack the president, except for Jimmy Carter, he's supporting him now. And when, you know, he does, you're so hated, that only makes people like the president more. Don't you get that? But you're like an old dog, though. You don't know new tricks, do you, Mr. OCD? So let's go ahead and play his latest fall on his face, false charge. Here it is.
The legacies of Vietnam is that we, before we get into a conflict, we better have a strategy and a capability to win. And it was, this is one of these gradual drip, drip, drip involvements. Started out with a thing called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, where there was supposedly, and it's still not clear to this day, confrontation between Vietnamese ship and...
No, that was staged to get us into it. It was declassified,
which then led
in 2004.
To a resolution,
and I was right again.
Through by Lyndon Johnson to a complete lack of focus and strategy on
complete lack of focus and strategy. They weren't allowed to win the war because they wanted to keep it going to make the biggest profits.
It overrode most of Lyndon Johnson's thinking appropriately. Was China.
The CIA called it a war game, Southeast Asia war game.
And a conflict.
We got second place.
That would lead to a real conflict.
I've got family that got so CIA leather jackets.
Cautioned all of
after, and it said, so Southeast Asia war game, second place.
Very gradual
seriously.
Escalation.
CIA leather jackets.
Which then not only didn't harm the enemy, but it strengthened their resolve. And that led, of course, to all kinds of implications and repercussions, the new age, the use of drugs, demonstrations. Right out here on this mall, there was...
Yeah, see, he knows what he's doing. They used the fake war, made us lose it, to create the counterculture to give them the high ground. And that was CIA.
That we sometimes forget. Mass arrests, demonstrations, Chicago... that all of us can look back and see on C-SPAN.
Well, this is hard to listen to.
It was a tumultuous time, and most of it was bred by the conflict. And one aspect of the conflict, by the way, that I will never, ever countenance, is that we drafted the lowest income level...
Indian Angel.
And the highest income level found a doctor that would say that they had a bone spur. That is wrong. That is wrong. If we're going to ask every American to serve, every American should serve.
So he's talking about bone spur being President Trump. So there you go. Matt Dubio, I know you've got a big broadcast lined up today, my friend. Thank you for carrying David Knight and the Real News in the Mornings. Thanks for carrying the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And thank you for co-hosting here with us when we add some new broadcasts. I'd love to have you be part of that as much as you want to do, because I know you do your own show there in Chicago. So it's really, really exciting to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for putting out these shows. Without these shows, I was just thinking on my way in, without InfoWars and the material that you and your team has been covering for the last, I mean, it's been longer than 15 years, but we've been running you here in Chicago for, it seems like almost a decade. Imagine if you weren't around and nobody there was covering this stuff. We would still be talking about the fake news that is put out there as real news.
And by the way, that's scary because I'm not that good. I mean, it's scary to know that we really, InfoWars has been the game changer. Our audience supporting us, affiliates like you. I don't just say that to pat people on the head. Without Matt Dubiel and the owners of your station, the listeners, and everybody, we're not here. That's why people have got to support the local stations. And that means spreading the word, painting it on the side of your house, becoming a sponsor, or sending a check every month. Because, folks, is your church fighting the globalists? Well, then why are you giving them money? I say give tithes to the local stations.
Amen to that, Brother Alex. I agree. You know, I went and I stopped for lunch. I stopped at the Whole Paycheck down the street to get a salad because they got fresh salads and stuff there. And I'm sitting there and I got my InfoWars shirt under this blazer and I'm eating and I'm trying to hurry up and finish. And a guy from across the room looks over at me and he gives me like the heads up. And he's giving me the look because he sees the shirt. Now, it used to be that people would always say something to me about my Hawkeyes hat. And I'm getting rid of that hat, even though I got hat head. If you're watching at Infowars.com/show, you can see this. But I got a brand new Infowars hat from I got a shipment of stuff in today. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. Alex was mentioning that maybe he can come into Chicago physically. We've got him here on the air, and that's great. You can listen to him on AM 1530 and FM 102.3. I'm not sure if you should come physically, Alex, because, and I know you know this, but they're not talking about it on the news. There have already been 37 deaths in Chicago. It may not be a good idea for you to come to Chicago. There have already been 561 deaths in Chicago in 2017.
Wow.
Already. And nobody's talking about it. And you know why? It's because it's all on the south side. There's no cameras down there. BLM isn't down there. Mayor Rahm Emanuel isn't down there. The governor, who is a Republican, a quote-unquote Republican governor, isn't down there. And nobody's covering it because there's no television cameras. I don't see Jimmy Kimmel crying about the 59 people that were murdered in Chicago. That's one more than Las Vegas. Now, I see how it might be easy for you to look at me and go, oh, well, you're in Chicago, Matt. You're talking about Chicago. And why does the rest of the country, why does the rest of the world care? And I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because this is ground zero for the new world order, the new idea of what America is.
And Chicago is the murder capital of the world. And like you said, it's a perfect class thing, though, because it's compartmentalized, and the left literally has set it up that way.
Yeah. Who cares what's happening down there in the black neighborhood? And then they'll call white people out. And by the way, I don't live in Chicago. I live 30 miles away from Chicago. But I want to cry every time I look at that death statistic. I've ordered our news crew to start covering it at the top of every hour from now on. We give the death toll because the mayor isn't talking about it. The governor isn't talking about it. And guess what? There's going to be a governor's race here in Illinois. Two billionaires fighting it out for who's going to be the new governor. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. And the answer to that is we need more people like you out there getting involved.
That's right. Matt Bibiel's taking over. But seriously, when people do get the ball caps and the T-shirts, you want to meet like-minded people. You want to get in the fight club. You might get your dinner bought for you. You might get hit over the head by a club. I mean, it'll really show you how big the info war is thanks to all of you. Matt Dubiel, straight ahead, 1530 Chicago. I got to say it's our flagship station because he's been with us the longest for a big city, and it's almost 10 years. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash, the man in black. My name is Matt Dubiel, filling in for the fourth hour for Alex Jones from Chicago. I have to listen to the lyrics. I don't know if I've been everywhere, if he includes Chicago. If he did back then, the man in black would not be coming to Chicago right now without his Kevlar, because the death toll here for the year of 2017 so far is 561 deaths. Unwarranted, uncalled for. In September, we had 59 gunshot deaths in Chicago. And that was one more than in Las Vegas. It's Vegas every month in Chicago. And I blame Jimmy Kimmel. I blame Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. I blame Black Lives Matter. So I'm gonna get into that in a second. And Jimmy Kimmel doesn't give a crap because all he cares about is his ratings. He did the tears thing for ratings. And one of the great things about InfoWars is I wear my brand new InfoWars hat and sip from this. This mug is cool. It is a conservatism is the new counterculture mug. I just poured my coffee into it. The thing, it's like a soup mug. You could eat soup out of this thing. You could probably get some of that bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com and then put it in there. But you got to know about the B12 sale. The Secret 12 is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Most of us used to get our vitamin B from the meats that we were eating, if we were eating good meats. And a lot of us aren't getting those good meats anymore, so you get the B12. It's 40% off. It's going to go away at the end of the week, so take advantage of that deal right now. Jimmy Kimmel depends on ratings. Okay. And the reason why Jimmy Kimmel did his crying fit a while back on television right after the Las Vegas massacre, which was one death shorter, one death less than the Chicago massacre that happens every month. It's Las Vegas every month in Chicago, but there's no tears for Argentina from Kimmel. There's no tears for Chicago from Kimmel. Why? Because Jimmy Kimmel doesn't really care about what happened in Las Vegas. What he cared about is the ratings. And I'm going to explain that to you. And coming up, there's going to be a guy. I got a Vegas insider, number one. He's a Hollywood insider, number two. And he is a master at persuasion and hypnosis. You've probably heard of him. It's a really big deal, and I'm very excited to have him on the show today, because we're gonna have him. I don't know exactly how this stuff works. I just know that there's something going on. You know, I'm not an expert on much, except maybe the media and some media things. But this guy, the gentleman that's going to be joining us coming up here on Infowars.com/show, if you want to watch online, I think he's going to be on Skype from Las Vegas, and you'll be able to see him. A very interesting guy, very positive guy, and he's got a very specific expertise that is going to lend itself to helping me explain to you what I know is happening, and I think you know is happening, but you can't quite put your finger on how the magic trick is being done. And let me give you an example. The late night ratings wars have been happening in television now since there were two shows. It used to be that there was just Johnny Carson, right? And Johnny Carson came on and he did his thing and there was no competition. And there was only Nightline. And Nightline was usually just something that was always on in the background. But everybody went to bed with Johnny Carson. Then Letterman and Leno came around and they were competing. And then they went away. And now you got Colbert, you got Jimmy Fallon, and you got Jimmy Kimmel. I call him Big Pussy and Little Pussy, like in Sopranos. And so what happened was, is Colbert came out of the gate, and he was so anti-Trump, and he was so Ministry of Truth, that the small population of people that responded to that got really inspired, and the ratings went up in that small little echo chamber. And then what happened was Fallon's people, Little Pussy's people over at NBC came over and they said, you know, Jimmy, you haven't touched this Trump stuff. You haven't bashed Trump. You haven't gone anti-Trump. You haven't gone Ministry of Truth on your show. You've stuck to just trying to be entertaining. And right now in the short term, it's not working. And Colbert is moving ahead. And so Fallon's people said, you know, you got to do more of that. You got to bash Trump some more. You got to bash Trump some more. Google it. You'll read all about it. It's all over the entertainment industry. This is a known thing. And so then what happened is Little Pussy Jimmy Fallon started competing a little bit with Colbert. And then at the end of September, Jimmy Fallon was last. And I'm not even talking about the early shows. I'm just talking about the prime time, you know, the 10:30 shows, the three on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Those three shows. The rest of them I don't even count because virtually nobody watches these shows. This is the gag, okay? So then you look at the ratings for the end of September. And what you discover is the ratings for the end of September had Jimmy Fallon totally at the back of the pack. Then you look at the ratings for the first week of October, October 2nd, and he moved into number one. He was at a four-month high. His little crying fit got him out of the back of the pack. And that is part of what is going on from their perspective. In a minute, we're going to talk with Marshall Silver. In fact, if we can get him ready to go, we only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but we can probably start off and then we'll devote the whole next two segments to really deconstructing the mass hypnosis that is happening on television. Because never before has it been easier to hypnotize the masses. There's TVs on it everywhere. They're on in the car dealership. They're on in the waiting room at the hair salon. They're on in the schools. They're on in the malls. They're on in your car. You got one in your pocket. And so if we can talk with Marshall for a minute, I know that you've seen this firsthand. Marshall is with us from Las Vegas. He's a Las Vegas local. Thanks for, I know this was last minute, Marshall. Thanks for popping in and joining me here today.
Absolutely, Matt. Good to be here. And I'm actually at my beach house down in Southern California. We obviously live in Las Vegas full time, yet when it gets hot in Vegas, we like to escape for a little bit. So you caught me at the beach.
Perfect. Well, it was last minute, and I was just driving in thinking today, and I thought, who better to help me explain how the media and the world that we live in today, and maybe you could just give, we got about 2 minutes before we go to break, and we're going to spend a whole segment on this, but maybe you can just kind of, you know, tip the iceberg here as to what you see from your perspective as a master hypnotist.
Yeah, as you know, media is the most hypnotic medium there is. You say something enough and people believe it. And the challenge right now is we've got such a prevalence of fake news that goes out. And you're 100% right. Fallon is going to do whatever he needs to do to get ratings, which means he makes more money. It's got nothing to do with real, genuine compassion. It's all about ratings. And the challenge is we've got a president that is willing to fall into the BS of the lies. And so a lot of people are upset with that. And regardless of who you are, if you want to be attacked, have an opinion. So we've got people like Alex Jones and yourself and our own commander-in-chief who are speaking. And the challenge is people don't like to hear the truth because it's inconvenient. You got to deal with the truth. You've got to, you know, slowly pick away at all the pieces that are attacking us. So we've got media that has for so long been unquestioned. And we've got somebody at the very top of the entire organization here in this country who's questioning it and saying this is not real, this is fake news, and wants to all the fake news people in order to keep their ratings, to keep their modeling, they've got to make her as real as it's standard tactic to call the person telling the truth a liar, because if you say it enough and enough people want to believe the other truth, that's what they'll believe. Hypnosis is the not.
We're talking with Marshall Silver. Hold that thought, because we're gonna go dive in deep. We're gonna go real deep into this. I'm having a little trouble with the Skype connection. Maybe we can check that out. We're talking with Marshall Silver. He's a Las Vegas resident, master hypnotist, and expert in persuasion. He's gonna help us deconstruct exactly what's happening with the media that you're watching and how to combat it and protect your brain.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from of chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Matt Dubiel from Chicago filling in for Alex Jones. Thanks for tuning in. If you're in Chicago, be sure to tune in at AM 1530, WCKG.com, and FM 102.3. I'm excited to be filling in for Alex, and even more excited to be sharing with you. One of the things I like to do is a few weeks back, I had Adam Carolla on, and it was from a pre-recorded interview that I played on InfoWars that allowed the people, you, the fans, to understand and appreciate that there's other people that are in the, you know, maybe Hollywood insiders, maybe successful business people, speakers, leaders, etc., that think like you do. Maybe not 100%. Nobody, you know, agrees on everything. But I think it helps to see and sort of collide worlds. And that's what we're trying to do here. That's what I'm trying to do today in inviting Marshall Silver on the program here. You can find him at silver.com. He's a friend. He's a Facebook friend. Although the last time I saw you in person, Marshall, your wife, I think, was pregnant with the first baby. Now there's three of them. And he's joining us live from his beach house. We had a little bit of Skype issues, but I want to talk. Marshall is an example of an expert in hypnosis and persuasion. And I believe that if you really dissect what's going on in the media, that especially an expert like Marshall can sort of pull things out and share with us what exactly is happening. Some examples that come to mind, Marshall, perhaps, that the demon tranny that was doing the reading at the school that was recently in the news, or the late night comics, or even CNN and the New York Times. So from your perspective as an expert, what are some of these little tactics, or maybe big tactics, that the media is using to influence the general public?
Well, they're attempting to numb the general public down so that things that are absolutely outrageous and crazy become things that people find acceptable. Since reality is created by validation, the more you validate something, the more real it becomes. That's what's going on. So they want us to be confused. They want us to be disoriented. They want us to not know what is reality and what isn't reality. And in the course of that, they've also dished up a big dose of guilt for anybody that would speak out against it. You know, I was called the day before the election by a friend of mine, and he said, "Who do you think is going to be elected president?" And I said, "Well, if the election were real, it would clearly be Trump. And even if I didn't have an opinion in the matter, it would be Trump, because he's holding rallies for a day. 10,000 people per day are showing up. Hillary's right. holding a rally, and a couple of hundred people show up once a week. That's the popular vote." I said, although, you know, my own opinion is it's not real, that we're being hoodwinked, and whoever they want to be president, that's who will be president, they being the people with the money. And I was, pleasantly surprised when things didn't turn out the way that they thought it would. And my own personal belief is that they didn't cheat enough. They didn't think Trump had any chance whatsoever, and they didn't cheat enough, and the popular voice was heard. So what's going on in the media is the media, mainstream media, wants us to believe lies. They tell us enough times they think we'll believe it, and they present it in such a way that people that would oppose that thing that they present are vilified and attacked. That's what's going on.
I think you put it masterfully. This is exactly what I was hoping for. So I'm so glad that you're here, because I can't articulate it necessarily the way you do. I just know when I see the picture of the person that is a man dressed as some horned demon reading to children, and then it's put out by the library, and then other people in the echo chamber are like, "Oh, this is so fantastic. This is great. We're so open-minded." I'm wondering exactly how that works. So that would be the example that you're talking about of normalizing what is abnormal. Is it okay to say that that's abnormal?
Oh, that's 100% abnormal. I have three children. I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And that abnormality will never be presented as normal to my kids. Call me closed-minded. Call me an evil person. I don't care what you call me. I know what I'm doing. I'm protecting my children. And until more honest, God-loving, and God-fearing people protect their children and just stop going along with the hypnosis of, "Oh, I've got to agree with things I don't agree with so people will like me," I don't care if I'm liked. I care if my children are safe. I care if my future is safe. That's what I care about. You know, you were chatting a little while ago about all that goes on in Chicago with all the shootings going on. And obviously, I have a home in Las Vegas. And that horrible tragedy is a horrible tragedy. Yet you're 100% right. They won't talk about what's going on in Chicago, because the Chicago gun laws are the example of what the left want us to live by. And it's clearly not working. And so you can't tell, you're not going to be able to persuade anybody by showing them examples of what you want not working. So they instead cover it up. They hide the lies. And a lie is a lie, even if it's an omission of truth.
I think you hit on something. We're talking with Marshall Silver. You could go to silver.com and find out what he does. You might have seen him. I the first time I saw Marshall Silver, I believe, was on the Letterman show. And it was many, many years ago. And, you know, you might have seen him, and it might not be clicking. That's the Marshall Silver this is. And today he works with entrepreneurs, and he does speaking events, and he has a family, and he's a normal person. And he's somebody that I've witnessed. And in fact, what you were just saying about being a father, I got chills aren't the right word, but I felt that feeling of, yes, what this guy is saying, because I feel the same way. A lot of folks are not blessed to have great fathers in their lives like you are to your children, and like I'd like to think I am to my children. A lot of people didn't have that. In fact, I don't think you had that growing up. How important is that?
You know, parents are the first authority figures in our lives, and the majority of our programming is done by the time we're 7 years old. So if you take a child from the time they're born until they're 7 years old, and you say to that child, you dirty, rotten, good for nothing, you will never amount to anything, you are a mistake, we wish you never had you, you're going to be a drug addict, you're going to be a criminal, you're going to end up dead or in prison, nobody's life is better because you're here, we wish you had never been born. And then that abusive parent is taken out of the picture, it's too late. That human being is scarred for life. So with all the nonsense going on and confusion going on in the world, the one thing that needs to remain constant are your parents. And they need to have their head on straight. They need to have their head on well. And I guess the biggest challenge going on is so many people are begging for, needing approval from other people, that they're afraid to have their own opinion. And, you know, again, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, I will have an opinion. And my opinion is there will be no men in the women's restroom while my daughter is in there. There will be nobody who identifies as a woman who's not a woman in that restroom. If you need another restroom, go find another restroom. Make it your own. But keep it separate and stay away from my wife and my daughter.
Amen to that. I agree. You know, we live in a time, we're talking with Marshall Silver, silver.com, an expert in persuasion and hypnosis. And I asked Marshall to join us here on Infowars.com/show today to specifically address what's happening in the media. And it's systemic of our culture in this. We're afraid to speak out because we're also being conditioned not to speak out. Can you, so if you're a strong parent, and you see something wrong, like I'll give you an example. They're showing CNN student news in the schools here that my children go to, and they show it for about 2 to 3 minutes. It's not produced by the Education Commission or the Department of Education or teachers or anybody. It's produced by CNN. And so when I found out about this, I started looking into it and going into it. Now, I speak up. I'm the lunatic. How have we been conditioned for that to be the case?
You know, I'm going to be speaking at a conference coming up here in Los Angeles with 20,000 people in the arena. Tony Robbins will be there. Susie Orman will be there. Sylvester Stallone will be there on stage. And my challenge is again, I don't need to be popular. I don't need to be liked. I don't need somebody else's approval. You know, if I tell you the truth and you don't like me short term, yet the knowledge of that truth long term makes your life better, I'm willing to take that risk for you. I'm willing to have you not like me short term, knowing long term your life is going to be better. And the challenge is right now, so many people have this unhealthy need to be loved by everybody. How many friends do I have on Facebook? How many followers are following me? Oh, I better not say the wrong words or I'll lose a follower. Well, then lose a follower. You weren't supposed to be that person's leader or that person's figurehead because you had an opinion different than them. You were just lying and deceiving them. So I think as more and more people give the raw truth, you're going to see a real settling to the bottom of all the dirt and all the crap and a rising to the top of all the cream and the truth and the honest people.
Can you stick with us for another segment, Marshall? I know you're enjoying the day. Is that, can you stick around for a minute?
I would love to.
Okay, great. We're going to talk more with Marshall Silver. It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones from Chicago amidst 59 casualties in September. It's Las Vegas every month in Chicago, and nobody is doing anything about it. We're going to start talking about it every day. 37 deaths in October, and the media isn't telling the tale. They're instead trying to indoctrinate you. Marshall will help us shed some light on that coming up next on the Alex Jones Show.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From Chicago and for Alex Jones today for the fourth hour. I'm excited. It's one of those things you don't do that often as an adult is get good mail. The mail is typically just bills or garbage, and today I got a package here from InfoWars, and I'm showing the shirt. You can watch the show at InfoWars.com/show. This is a the Don't Tread on Me shirt with the snake eating Hillary Clinton, and on the back it says lock her up. It's pretty cool. I've also got my Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. I've never had a cavity. Marshall Silver also has, and I can say this because I'm comfortable in my masculinity. He has a very nice smile, and I think that's one of his cornerstones. We're talking with Marshall Silver, and he is a master hypnotist and an expert in persuasion. I want to ask him a question, but I just want to let you know that for a limited time, whether you get the shirt or the toothpaste or any of that stuff, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off the BioTrue Selenium with AutoShip. That's a natural supplement that helps your thyroid enjoyed. 40% if you just buy it today. So you want to go there, support the program, support Alex, support everything they're doing out there and their operation, and they all appreciate it, and we appreciate it because it keeps the machine running. So Marshall Silver, I met a few years ago on the event circuit, and he's a very positive guy, and there's a lot of reason behind it, because you have to be positive in life, and you have to also be confident enough in what you believe in. And what we were just talking about is this mass hypnosis in the world where the media leads you to believe that what's wrong is right, or what's abnormal is normal, and then any opposition to that false normalcy is also abnormal, and then therefore people are quieted. And I'm wondering if there are any other examples or ways that you can snuff this out that you can share with people while you're with us here today, Marshall.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of an insight. Instantaneous hypnosis occurs when, number one, we have an excited imagination. When somebody's brain says, oh no, this thing is going to happen, or oh yes, this thing is going to happen, that's step one. The second element of hypnosis and instantaneous induction is a shock to the nervous system. So a lot of the things that you're seeing are just that, shocks to the nervous system. The final thing is a loss of equilibrium. You take away somebody's balance. So I'm here at the beach house, and we've got a bit of a cliff right in front of the house. If I was standing on the edge of the cliff, and I lost my footing, and I started to fall, I would reach out to grab anything, even my enemy, if I thought it would slow my plummeting onto the rocks and dying. So that's what's going on right now, is you've got a lot of people who are just desperate to figure out what the truth is and really want to know the truth, no matter how bad it is or whatever it is, so they have something to hold on to. And, you know, we've got people in very bad circumstances. We're coming out of one of the worst economic periods in the history of the United States, short of the Great Depression. And you've got a lot of people that have been in pain for a number of years. You've got a lot of people that have been knocked down, knocked out. You've got marriages and families that have been destroyed. And so you've got people just desperate for any kind of solidity, any kind of foundation, even if the foundation is foreign, even if the foundation makes zero sense. You've got people that are just begging for what they could call normal, even when the thing that they're calling normal now isn't something that's normal. It's a normal that's being pressed upon us to see just how far mainstream media can go without us calling them out. And again, like I said, shows like Alex Jones shows and InfoWars and places that are willing to be attacked by telling the truth, that's going to be the thing that shakes the tree, gets the bad apple and the bad fruit off the tree, and causes us all to, whether it's convenient or not, at least know the truth we're dealing with, to wake up from the matrix.
This is exactly why I thought it would be a great idea, and I'm so grateful that you were available on short notice. I literally called Marshall, minutes before I'm about to come in to sit in for Alex here from the WCKG studios, and I thought, you know, I just had this feeling like I should be sharing Marshall's knowledge with everybody else, or bringing him to share his knowledge with everybody else, I should say. I would imagine, like when I watch Super Bowl commercials, or when I listen to the radio and I experience the things I know about, I see a lot of things and I go like, huh, I know what you should be doing. Why are you doing that sort of thing? And I would imagine that you see a lot of that when it comes to hypnosis and persuasion. And I'm wondering if there are things that you've been noticing that maybe everyone else isn't even picking up on that's going on in the media that we consume in any shape or form.
Yeah, you know, so much of a person's day is consuming screen time, is watching a computer or watching media. And because all of these elements go right to the subconscious mind, the conscious critical factor is set aside. It speaks directly to the subconscious computer. And when it does that, what happens is we accept whatever that thing is as true. Even if it seems wrong, even if it seems foreign, if we hear it enough, the validation of hearing it so many times, the subconscious mind will just say, okay, I thought it was wrong. It must be right. I'm hearing it from everybody around me. The challenge is, my experience has been, righteous people don't need to yell. And righteous people don't need to scream and get in people's faces and be nasty and mean. They know the truth. So, you know, even though I know the truth, I know what a man is. I know what a woman is. I know, you know, we are all human beings at the end of the day. The challenge is, though, if I go to France, I expect that I'll have to learn French or I'll be at a disadvantage. If I go to Russia, I expect I will have to live in the culture and the standards that is Russia, because that's their culture and their standard. And for some reason, so many people around the world, and in America especially, have decided, you know what, we're going to do what this small group of people over here tells us to do, rather than do what we were built on as a country, and that is to question things that are questionable to us and to not fall into mass hypnosis. It's not difficult to hypnotize people. It's hard to bring them out of the trance they walk around in every single day.
That's, boy, is that, I mean, I want everybody to think about that. It's not hard to hypnotize people. It's hard to get them out of the trance they're already in. And I see it firsthand, and I see it on people with from both sides. I see people repeating the MSN, CNN, ESPN talking points. And then I see the other people that are repeating the Fox News and other set of talking points. And you can clearly figure out which media they're consuming. I want to play a fun little game. I don't know if you've seen this picture. I would assume you might have. There's a picture that's been swirling around the interwebs of, and I bring this up because in the books that I read and in the people that I'm around, one of the things we hear a lot is you become the average of the five people you hang around the most. And that's a lot of reason, a lot of the reasons why people grow out of their friendships. It doesn't mean that they don't still love those people. It just means that they want to be around people that are going to help them get to, not help them get there, but they want to be surrounded by the right kind of ideas and attitudes, etc. So there's a picture swirling around the internet of the, they keep saying it's the last five presidents. And it's not, because Ronald Reagan is obviously deceased. But so you got Carter, you got Obama, you got George H.W. Bush, you got George W. Bush, and then you have Bill Clinton. And then you have Lady Gaga behind them. Now, I don't know if you've seen this picture, but you understand what's in it. I'm wondering, what is the message here? And when I think about the five people you hang around the most, you become like those people. What does this say about these presidents, this entertainer, from your perspective, in a persuasion? Because this thing is out everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't seen the picture before, but clearly it's popularity by association is what they're doing. You know, again, the challenge is we are seeing at a rate never experienced in history an exposure of things that most people didn't want to believe are true. You know, I love my country, and I want to go on record by saying I love my country very much. I'm not a fan of my government. I there's so many things wrong that are so hurtful to you, to me, to honest taxpaying citizens, that the truth needs to at least be spoken about. And if we find ourselves in a bad circumstance, being in denial won't get us out of that circumstance. The painting is we've got to acknowledge I'm here. You know, maybe I gained weight. Maybe I need to take the fat off. Maybe I'm broke and my bank account is below zero. Maybe I'm in a horrible, toxic relationship. The first transition point has to be acknowledging what I call objective reality. And objective reality is a scientific observation of something to say, okay, here is what it is, scientifically, without any emotion, without attaching any meaning to this thing, this is what's going on. And then what you do is back up and say, what would be the best meaning I could attach to this thing? So right now what we've got is we've got a massive push by mainstream media to attack President Trump, to nonstop just belittle him in every single way. You've got a guy that didn't need the job, who took the job, whose life was working just fine before he ran for politics, who is now faced with the horrific task of draining the swamp, of getting rid of all the bad apples and all the people that would make major issues of minor things so that we're not watching which cup actually has the ball underneath it. And so, you know, again, I love people. I love my family. And I realize right now the truths that I speak will impact my children for their entire lifetimes. I was watching a documentary about a woman who murdered her husband and forced the 12-year-old daughter to help bury the body in the backyard. She destroyed that kid's life forever. And that's the kind of hypnosis we've got going on. We've got parents that love their kids that are afraid to say anything.
You hit the nail on the head. That's why I wanted to have you here. We're going to do this again. Thank you, Marshall, for joining us last minute at Infowars.com/show. And it's been an honor to fill in for Alex here from Chicago, from WCKG Studios. And we're going to dodge bullets, and we'll talk to you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Expectation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.